Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Have you ever had to admit something that was really difficult to admit? And if so, are you comfortable sharing what it is?
I did. But I don't think I can go into it. Sorry.
How did you meet your best friend or partner?
I met my current partner when I was in grad school. I would be working on papers and I would go to take a break at this sushi restaurant down the street. And I didn't realize that they did karaoke there on Saturday nights until I was in the middle of dinner and the lights went out. And there was only about four people there. And so it was really bizarre. They were just the same four people going up over and over again. And so I thought it was so funny that I just came back every week to watch other people do karaoke and read in a corner. And I didn't realize that they had also noticed that I showed up every week. And they had a nickname for me. They called me Book Girl. Till eventually they said, "Do you want to come over here and hang out?" And so I did. And actually, so my current partner was one of those four people who was going up and singing every night.
Previously in Greater Boston.
There is a secret group of us working in Redline.
My brother said he wanted to join you here, and you didn't sound pleased.
He's with me. How's that going to work?
Providence. I'll follow up.
Want some company?
Braintree.
Peabody.
Third Side Media.
Mobile. All right.
Complain.
The Underground.
Hanson.
Mattapan. Trolley Line.
Guys.
I'm from Somerville.
Porter Square Station.
Former headquarters.
Andover.
You could tell everybody.
Washington.
Dorchester.
This is.
Greater Boston.
This week in Greater Boston, episode 44, Arugula.
Thank you.
Another morning in Greater Boston. Before they leave town for good,
also Petal
feels the urge to leave one last. In his Red Line apartment, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You should scratch Felix under the chin and the head. Those are their favorites. So, this Santa
Claus recognizes. What's that? A human ghost.
You know it, but you can't.
Next stop.
Kendall MIT.
Kendall MIT.
Before they leave town for good, Petal feels the urge to leave one last.
I know you wouldn't understand if I left without saying anything. I just wanted you to know it's all right. I'm all right now, or I will be. I'm just sick of feeling so stranded. So cut off from everyone. From you. The isolation. You know?
In his Red Line apartment, I'm not sure.
Next stop, Central Square.
And just how quiet it is lately. All the time. Yeah. So, if you miss me, then I'm still with you. As long as you miss me, I'll be with you. And you'll always be with me. Because I'll always miss you. So, goodbye.
There's a story being told, saying you're feeling so alone. But don't you know, my love, how low loneliness can go if you dug yourself a hole. On earth, the lonely dirt below, you still won't find my love. Space for loneliness to grow.
Head. Camp.
Excuse me, I'm waiting for a meeting in Big Square and the other car is crowded. Do you mind if I enter your train house?
Voice. What is I recognize it? M-I-T.
Got it, got it.
Before they leave town for good. Was that?
Who's the urge to leave human last funeral ghost?
In his red line apartment.
You okay? Copy?
We're fine. That was a close one, but someone helped us out. We're gonna see this refugee off. Rendezvous later. Thanks, pal.
No problem. Glad I could help. Looks like I showed up right on time.
How'd you know I was in a jam?
I didn't. Just luck. I've been poking my head out of every stop in Redline for the past couple of days. I figured I'd get lucky eventually.
Things usually work out that way for you?
Yeah. Kinda.
Huh. Must be nice. You're Leon Stamatis' brother, right?
I am.
Please. Gemma, pick me
up.
Do
you know Leon?
Tell him about me.
I never met him while he was alive. No.
Have you met my sister? If possible, I'd really like
no.
to visit her after
Wait,
we finish our
no.
It's weird. Driving to the house of the guy who tried to kill you. Wait. Did he try to kill me, actually? Or did he not even think about it? It's not like he came at me with a knife. It's, I don't know, it's more like he came at me with, negligence. Huh. That seems like, it seems like a, what's the word that means, like, odd couple words? Jumbo shrimp, military intelligence.
Oxymoron?
Ah, thanks. That seems like an oxymoron. But so much of what I know about Oliver feels like an oxymoron. Especially the latter part of that word. They did give me food for a while, although I picked up from my mind meld with Leon. That was Phil's idea. Weird how a lot of these little fragments are still with me.
What you thinking about?
How weird this is.
I mean, yeah, we're about to meet the widow of the guy who kept you prisoner for a year.
Yeah, I read some of her letters to him. I keep telling myself that she's just another one of his victims.
That's probably fair.
But, at the same time, she was married to him. He lived in this house. Did she know the kind of things he was doing?
Sometimes people just don't know each other, even in a marriage after years together. It happens. Hey, if you feel like you need to tap out at any point, just say the word.
I appreciate that. What word, though?
What?
What word?
Oxymoron?
No, like, what word should we use, right? The word? If you know... You know, if I need to tap out, right?
Oh, you want, like, an
like,
actual...
Yeah, like an actual...
An actual word.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. What's your word of choice?
Arugula.
Arugula? Okay, arugula it is. If at any point you feel overwhelmed and you need to tap out, just say arugula.
Perfect.
Okay, here we go.
Mom, someone's at the door. I heard... I'll be there in just a moment. Mommy's on her way. Purse in that door.
Thank you.
She's in the bathroom. I don't need to know that.
Oh, my God.
That's fine. We'll wait.
I am so sorry about that.
No worries.
Ada can be a little...
Adorable. Oh, no, really. There's nothing to apologize for.
You're Autumn West?
That's right.
You're from the underground. You left a message for Chuck Octagon?
Yes. Please come in. Do you mind dogs? I can put them away if necessary.
Oh, no. No. So long as they like scritches, I'm sure we'll be friends.
Wonderful. They both adore scritches, so you should get along famously. Come on, you lot. Back up. Let them in.
So, I'm Louisa Alvarez, and this is Michael Tate. Michael is our writer, and I do research and photography.
Hey, puppers! Oh, hey, there you go. Oh, yes. And there's some for you, too.
You should scratch Felix under the chin and Tom behind the ears. Those are their favorites.
Oh, okay, behind the ears, under the chin. Oh, got it. Oh, hey. Oh, you like that, don't you? You like it. Butt scratches. Oh. Look at your legs. Okay, you too. No, I didn't forget you. I did not forget you, little buddy. Oh, you're so cute. You're so cute. And you're so cute, too. You're so cute. You're so cute. I can't stand it.
Look at those happy boys. I think you've made a real friend, boys.
Yeah, all four of them. Michael, maybe we should, you know...
Right. Sorry, guys. I'm supposed to be working.
Ada, could you go play in your room a while? We're going to have a grown-up talk.
Ugh, grown-ups.
I know, right?
Well, don't talk too loud or I'll still hear you from my room.
Come right in here, have a seat. Would you like some tea?
Only if you're having some, too.
I could use a bite, to be honest. Missed breakfast this morning. Please sit, I'll just be a moment.
Dear Dimitri, the last time I wrote you a letter, I slipped it inside a bottle and tossed it off the Longfellow Bridge into the Charles. I watched it bob in the water and flow towards the ocean. Someone found it. I never thought they would. I certainly didn't think you would. Your plan when you set out on your adventure, sorry, our plan, was to go west. Well, it was the direction I threw the bottle in, at least. The current had other ideas. The current pushed the bottle below the bridge, below where I was standing. I lost sight of it after that. The Longfellow had too much traffic to cross and to try to spot it from the other side. Plus, some guy came up and asked me the time or directions or something. I don't remember. I was pretty distraught, too busy trying to keep track of that bottle floating in the water. Like it was my last hope of joining you. Even though I was pissed when I wrote it, I figured you'd appreciate my method of delivery. But of course, it didn't reach you. If you sent someone a letter in a bottle, it would reach whoever you wanted to send it to. Me? My bottle went in the opposite direction of where you were, to a boat anchored on a literal island trash fire into the hands of a charlatan. Too perfect. At least it didn't sink. I'm writing to let you know that I've been thinking about your last visit. I've written down some of my favorite moments of the Stamatis Family News Hour, that time we biked around the block looking for news to report. Mud fight in Fresh Pond, bike accident across from Ringe Field, and what's the deal with that weird house that looks like three overlapping trapezoids stacked up on top of one another on Clifton Street? Now here's Leon with the weather. Some of those monologues I perform? I think back to those moments when we make those tapes. I talk about how I always knew I was going to become famous, how I just loved to perform, to be the center of attention, attract all those celebrities that I would randomly bump into. All of that started with the Stamatis Family News Hour. But all of that is over now. I know you said you're going to get me out of here one way or another, but the fact is that is not going to happen. I'm in a red line jail cell awaiting a red line trial for betraying the red line mayor who hates me. Nothing is going to go my way.
Nika Stamatis?
Yes?
Who are you talking to?
Nobody. I was writing a letter. I like to say what I'm writing out loud. Can I help you?
Visitor.
Who?
Visitor.
Okay, great. Hello?
Omi Ogawa, attorney at law. Do you like Star Trek?
What?
Star Trek. Do you like Star Trek?
Who are you?
Omi Ogawa, Esquire.
I don't really know Star Trek. That was more my brother's show.
I met Dimitri. He's who asked me to meet you and begged me to represent you for your trial. I assume you haven't hired a lawyer yet? Have you met with your public defender?
There was a guy they sent asking if I would consent to being defended by him. I decided to stand silent.
Well, I've been thinking on the way over here about Star Trek. There's this concept, this test, called the Kobayashi Maru. It's basically a no-win scenario, guaranteed to fail. That's how I feel about your case.
Great!
I mean, am I wrong? You pissed off a nuclear warhead of a woman in control of an entire political infrastructure. She's gonna corrupt this all to shit until the best legal defense in the world couldn't exonerate you. So, the Kobayashi Maru. Imagine this trial is a metaphor. You're on a spaceship. You with me?
Sure.
It's a spaceship and there's an emergency. An enemy ship filled with evil Bespins is attacking your craft. They've got you outgunned. Admiral Redline says, "You're up, Commander Nika. Head to the bridge and take control."
The bridge?
You know, the command center with the big screen. Where the magic happens.
The big chair?
The big chair. So, you're sitting in the big chair and you're trying everything. Navigation, tractor beams, transporter, phasers, photon torpedoes, nothing works. The Bespins won't relent. Your crew is looking desperate. The Bespins hail you. Prepare to be boarded. Surrender? Nah, surrender won't matter. No survivors. You are, for lack of a better term, royally space-fucked. What do you do? Come on. I know it's far-fetched, but you gotta give me something.
I give up, I guess.
Sure, of course. There's no way out. You've gotta give up. But how do you give up? Let me flesh this out for you a little more. This ship is filled with evil alien Bespins. Think Emily and Ethan, but infinitely more sadistic, armed with laser guns that are gonna rip you and everyone you know to shreds. Slowly. For fun. You cannot win. When losing is your only option, you need to decide how you're going to lose. So, Nika, how are you going to lose?
Crew, head to the emergency escape things?
Escape pods, shuttles, sure.
Escape shuttles. Evacuate the ship.
And?
Spaceship steering person?
Helm.
Helm, give me control.
Now we're talking. And?
I'm gonna ram this sucker right into their ship.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. I was thinking about this for a few days, and at first I was going to come and meet you and say, sorry, kid, because I gotta be real with you. This is one big fat Kobayashi fucking Maru. But if we're going down, let's ram our ship into theirs, breach their hull, and do some damage of our own. Let's take some of them with us. What do you say?
I can't pay you.
Pro bono. I live in a theme park because I stood by my best friend when she showed massive principles. I'm used to it. I'll get by.
Then I say, beam me up, Omi.
You know, I like you more than I thought I would.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hey, you doing okay?
Oh, holy cheese. Check out that poster.
Okay.
Mick Foley. She's got a framed Mick Foley.
I don't know who that is.
You know, from the 90s.
Of course, that one guy from the 90s. I remember him.
Here we go.
Ooh, finger sandwiches. So posh.
Oh, it's nothing so grand. Just a regular afternoon tea.
I can't believe you have a framed Mick Foley poster.
Well, why wouldn't I? He was the best.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's signed.
It certainly is. I met him.
I didn't even know you had wrestling in the UK. That is so cool.
I had a friend in the US who recorded her favorite matches and posted the VHS tapes to me.
That is a very good friend.
I know. It's nice to be able to hang that poster again. I couldn't have it while Oliver was around.
He was controlling?
No, actually, though I can understand why you'd expect that, especially if you'd met him. Have you met him?
I haven't.
I did. But that's a long story. Your husband and I, we have a difficult history. Of our own.
Most people do. He couldn't even get along with a guy on a poster. He felt like Mick was looking at him and maybe wanted to beat him up. Eventually, I took the poster down because I just couldn't bear to see Oliver watching Mick over his shoulder with such apprehension all the time. Honestly, I should have guessed things wouldn't work out when I found out who his favorite was.
Oh, God. If you tell me he was a Vince McMahon fan.
Yes, Vince McMahon.
Also don't know who that is.
Louisa. He literally owned the whole thing, the Wrestling Federation, and insisted, right? He insisted on inserting himself into the story as a villain. But like, that was just him. He acted like it was an act, but it wasn't. Not really. He was just awful. A rich asshole, not even a fun character.
And that was Oliver's favorite?
Oliver had some eccentricities.
I think probably even more than you were aware of.
Well, considering how little I saw of him those last couple of years, I don't doubt it. And that's why I contacted Mr. Octagon. There's very little of his life that I was aware of by the end, and what little I do know, I learned by watching the news myself, and frankly, it was all quite shocking. Apparently he kept a man prisoner in his office for an entire year.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, Actually, that story I mentioned, yeah? That was it. Mm-hmm. That's the long story.
Wait, you mean you're the...
Yeah.
My God. I'm so sorry.
No. It's fine. I'm fine. Mostly. But look, there's nothing for you to apologize for. I only mentioned it because I don't want you to feel misled or that, you know, I just don't want you to feel like I purposely concealed it from you.
I understand, but that's still just awful.
I appreciate your concern, Autumn, but that's part of my investment in this investigation.
I knew it happened, but now, meeting you, the reality of the things my husband did...
I understand. If you need a moment to process, just, you know, say the word.
So, this sandwich is really good.
Lovely. Glad you're enjoying it.
The leaves are kind of peppery.
Yes, that's Rocket for you. Rocket sandwiches are a tea time staple for us.
Rocket? Is that what it's called? Oh, that's fun.
Oh, you've probably had it before, but they call it something else in the U.S. Oh, what is it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, we call it arugula.
What?
Huh? I can't say.
You don't know?
No. I know.
You know it, but you can't say it?
Correct.
Why not?
Is it a tongue twister?
No, I just, I can say it. I just shouldn't. Like, you know, or at least I don't need to.
Why not?
Because I feel fine.
So you know the name of the letters and you... could tell us, but you don't need to tell us because you feel fine.
Exactly.
I'm very confused.
Me too.
Yeah, you know, I thought we'd avoid that, but, I just did not anticipate rocket sandwiches.
Right. Okay. Letter to Dimitri. Where was I?
Now, where was she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I know you want to get me out of here, Dimitri. And I appreciate that, but there is no out of here. This cell is just a manifestation of who I am, of my life. Just... like that message in a bottle, no matter how hard I throw those thoughts, the current of my life will carry it in the opposite direction. And I know you probably think that this sounds defeatist and self-loathing. Please don't pity me, but also don't condescend to me either. Please understand that these feelings are real. They very much exist outside of your experience. And... so I understand now that they are hard for you to understand, but that doesn't make them any less real. I don't blame you anymore for leaving without me. And I don't blame you for not being here when Leon died, and for not going to my shows, and for all of that, I blame myself. And whatever resentment I might have once had for you, I forgive you for it now. I forgive you, and I understand that I only have one person to blame.
Excuse me?
Ah.
Yeah. I'm here. I'm your cell neighbor. My name is Ernesto.
How long have you been there?
About 3 weeks. But I don't think we've had the chance to talk before. I'm usually working.
Wait, they... Oh... They enrolled you in the Red Line Rehabilitation Program.
Exactly. Paying off my sentence with free labor.
I remember when I first heard about that, I thought someone somewhere would stop her. Someone with more power.
Well, at least I got to meet some celebrities. The handsome fella. And his talkative friend.
You were here with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck?
Yes. I really like Ben's Dunkin' Donuts ad. The one where the guy steps outside with four cups of ice dunks and nearly drops them all.
I've never seen that ad.
And then he goes, well, I might have to change my name to Droppuccino.
That doesn't make any sense.
No. But neither does the ever-present dominance of Dunkin' Donuts in the local coffee landscape. Anyway, I was enjoying your story, but I wasn't sure how much I was supposed to hear. And I couldn't help myself when you got to the part about forgiveness.
Why is that?
I don't know you or your situation, but I do know something about forgiveness. And especially something about how we're all taught to forgive people all the time. Forgiveness is important. I believe that. But nobody should be in such a rush to do it. Not if they're not ready. For the words and feelings of forgiveness to mean something, the words have to have power behind them. Otherwise, they're just words. So don't just write it and say it if you don't mean it. Feel it! Or don't say it! Don't write it! If you don't feel it, it's just a performance, you know?
Nika looked down at her letter. She picked up her pencil and brought the lead to the last couple of lines.
Yeah. Yeah, I do know. I'm not sure if I forgive him or not. I think I do. I want to, at least, but it's confusing because I'm not sure he's the one I need to forgive anymore.
All I'm saying is there's no rush. Maybe hold off on it until you actually know for sure.
Thanks. And I'm sorry for bothering you. It's an old habit from when I used to perform monologues. When I write, I say everything out loud just so I know how it sounds.
No problem. I was enjoying it. You're good.
Yeah?
You're a natural.
Ernesto, I'm really sorry you're in here and that they're making you work. It's not right. How long did they say you had to work off your debt?
They didn't. That's the thing about most debts. The harder you work to clear them, the more they have a habit of growing. Right?
Yeah, I guess they do.
Oh, thank you so much, Miss West. It'll take us some time to get through all the documents you provided, but we'll let you know if we find anything significant.
I'm glad I could help, Ms. Alvarez. Michael?
It was good to meet you, Autumn. Ada, too, of course.
If I can do anything more, please don't hesitate to call.
Oh, thank you so much. We'll try not to bother you, though.
Oh, it's no bother. Not at all. You have my number. Please use it.
We'll be in touch. So.
What?
You like her.
What? No. What?
Oh, please. You're an open book.
Whatever.
She likes you, too.
No way. Come on.
Nah, my dude. She was totally into you. Totally.
Really? No. You think so?
Michael, that girl absolutely wants to take you wrestling.
Louisa!
Put you down.
Oh my god, stop!
And teach you all about the pile driver.
Arugula!
Okay, fine.
Oh, that's what was in the sandwich, by the way.
What? Oh, arugula? Oh, arugula!
Yeah!
Nika picked up her pencil. The guards had taken Ernesto to his shift not too long ago, but...
I'm not sure I'm in the headspace to finish this now.
Oh, but you want to so badly, don't you, Nika? Your brother is coming to visit you, you know. Now would be a great time.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't deserve this, Dimitri. I do. It's not even as lonely as you might think. I just met a person who's been here for weeks, right in the cell next door. Oddly enough, my cell reminds me of the Red Line. It's crowded around by so many people with invisible walls cutting us all off. Invisible rules. I've talked to more people in jail than I ever did in Red Line, and somehow I am still meeting celebrities. Yes, even in jail. Oh my God, I can't believe I haven't told you about my cellmates, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. Well, not cellmates, but like cell neighbors. Anyway, they got released to do commercials for Red Line or something. I don't think I'll be as lucky. They're very different from how I imagined they'd be, which just underlines another thought that I've been having lately. Maybe I should stop imagining so much. Maybe the reason I keep getting disappointed in life is because I can't stop imagining how things will be. Like I thought I would be someone. I thought I would be famous. I thought that I would join you on one of your adventures. I thought I would make Leon happy after his breakup with Louisa. I thought that I would teach Redline a lesson. I thought that I would help people as some kind of spy. I thought that I would be a hero. And when all of those thoughts turn out to be the opposite, when they don't pan out the way that I've imagined, it makes me wish that I never had those thoughts at all. So much of how I feel lately comes back to the same thing. The same lie that I've been telling myself ever since we recorded the Stamatis Family News Hour. I thought I would be more than this. Now, I know what you're going to say. There's still time, and you talk about all the good things that I'm going to do once I get out of here. That's a nice thought. But I don't trust nice thoughts anymore. These cell bars are as certain as the current carrying me back to the Atlantic, strong as the tide. And I'm tired of fighting it. Tired of swimming. Breaking the waves, looking for a break of green shoreline when my heart knows that it is time to just sink to the bottom. I used to think that I could swim long enough to find my own beautiful little island. I used to think I would be more than this. I used to believe it.
Stamatis, visitor!
Right.
For the second time in one day, Nika walked to the visiting area, now finding Dimitri behind the protective glass. She smiled when she saw him, but it was the same kind of smile she'd been practicing for too long.
The kid's sister comes out and slumps in her seat, picks up the phone. Her body language tells the truth, her smile hides.
Gemma, please, please tell them.
Hi, Dimitri. What's she doing here?
This is Gemma Linzer Coolidge.
I know who she is.
As usual, Nika fixated on the glass separating her and her brother. The transparent barrier made her feel like she was her own letter, trapped inside a bottle bobbing in the water.
That is not what you are, Nika. You are as free as you choose to be.
Says the spirit trapped behind his own glass.
Crystal is not glass.
Semantics! How trite.
Told you this was a bad idea.
She's helping things in Redline. Fighting for the people under Emily's regime. And I'm joining her. We already helped people this morning. I was sick of sitting around not doing enough. I tried to convince the folks at Wonderland to get you some legal help, but I wanted to do more. I guess you could say you inspired me, Nika.
That's great, Dimitri. You're going to do great things in Redline. You are going to help people. I have no doubt.
Just like you did.
Right.
Hey, you risked your safety to provide really important information. Information that got a man being held captive freed, among other things.
He's right. Without your intel, we'd be a lot farther behind than we are. And the reason I'm here is to thank you for it.
Yes. It was your first lead on recovering me. Please, let me speak to them.
If you two need a moment, just say the word.
No, it's okay. I appreciate what you're saying, both of you, and I did meet with Omi earlier.
Did she help you with a solid legal strategy?
You could say that. Dimitri, I want to give you something. Can I send this through?
Claire.
Your key token. From the puzzle box.
Now that you're in Redline doing this work, I think it's appropriate that you have it.
Okay. Okay, Nika. But if that's the case, you're going to take this.
Your little submarine.
Perfect, Nika thought. Something that sinks in water.
Because when you get out of here, you're going on adventures too. We both are. Right after the two of us find Leon. He's still out there and we're going to find him together.
It's tough. Listening to these two bringing up Leon and knowing...
Gemma slid her hand towards her purse.
You?
She thought about gripping the ball. Bringing it out, letting the siblings have a reunion of sorts.
Why are you...
But no. No, if she told Dimitri and Nika about Leon, would their collaboration be over? She needed Leon's help for the work they were doing, for the greater good. Shame, isn't it, Leon? All the progress Gemma was making, that they were all making. But in the end, it all comes back to thinking of themselves.
Gemma, fight it. Listen to me. Please, tell them I'm here. Prove that voice in your head wrong.
Oh, am I wrong? We'll see. But the board is looking a little more clear of pieces on your end, wouldn't you say? And what Gemma doesn't know is you might not be as useful as you used to be. Isn't that right? I warned you. You'd need to do all of them. But it's too much for you, isn't it? There is no order here. There's only noise.
Another morning in Greater Boston. What is Kendall MIT? Before they leave town for good.
Also.
Thank you for visiting. I want you to know that no matter what happens, I appreciate it.
No matter what happens, what's going to happen?
This trial, I'm going to lose.
No, with Omi's help, I really think
I'm
you can
guilty.
Get...
No matter what, at the end of the day, no matter what I did to make up for it, I did bad things. Just ask your new friend Gemma. She'll be the first to tell you how close I came to hurting her family, right?
Yes, but you don't deserve...
Deserve doesn't really matter in Emily's red line. Do you still have Leon's token, the crystal ball?
Yes.
Would you do something for me? Would you give it to Michael? He wrote this letter to me when he was, when things weren't looking good, before you saved him, and I finally read it the other day. And it reminded me that I never got the chance to apologize to him. I was pretty awful to Michael. Before he disappeared for a while there, I pushed him away because I was scared. Not of him, of myself, of what I was doing, or not doing enough of. And I just wasn't sure it was safe to let anyone in. But he was so decent, and he loved Leon so much. Just as much as we both did, I think. And I think that maybe he's meant to have it.
Sure. I'll give it to him. I think he'd like that. Nika, do you think these little trinkets matter? Do you think they really predicted the future?
Yes.
Nika picked up the submarine and put it right in front of her eye, inspecting the intricate details. Carefully.
And I think they still do.
Greater Boston is created by Alexander Danner and Jeff Van Driesen with help from T.H. Ponders, Bob Ramunda, and Jordan Stillman. Recording and technical assistance from Mark Harmon. This episode was written and sound designed by Jeff Van Driesen and Alexander Danner. Dialogue editing by Bob Ramunda. Portions of this episode were recorded at the Bridge Sound and Stage with recording engineers Javier Lam and Alex Allenson. This episode featured Braden Lamb as Leon Stamatis, Jenny Pan as Petal, Oliver Morris as The Singer, Jordan Higgs as Cheesebot, Mario DeRosa Jr. as Isaiah Washington, Lydia Anderson as Gemma Linzer Coolidge, James Johnston as Dimitri Stamatis, James Oliva as Michael Tate, Julia Propp as Luisa Alvarez, Julian Danner as Ada West, Beth Eyre as Autumn West, Kelly McCabe as Nika Stamatis, Ray O'Hare as the Red Line Guard, Julia Morizawa as Omi Ogawa, Alexander Danner as the narrator, and Giancarlo Herrera as Ernesto. Charlie on the MTA recorded by Emily Peterson and Dirk Titi. Farewell to Neig by Adrienne Howard, Emily Peterson, and Dirk Titi. Weird synths and drum programming by Jeff Van Driesen. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/greaterboston. You can follow us on Twitter if you dare. Greater Boston is a Third Sight Media production.
Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness of the biscuit. Taste that honey sauce.
Taking a plane break. Yeah, making a drain snake.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, it's Interview with the Vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.